that, but truth comes very simply, very unannounced, very as matter of fact. It doesn't relate to all that fuss very much. Fuss for the empty ones.
Especially, you know, this couple this week, there's a couple of people that we know that are very ill with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about, well, you know, if they knew, they could know that there is no real
Well, you know, Marta, yes. The thing is that this umbrella, when you sit under it, which we all have, and we still do to different degree, some don't, some do, is under the law of creation, cause and effect, cause and effect. And if it's not your turn to be convinced of who you are, you cannot get rid of this cause and effect, you know? So, I've gone through it, and my guru told me, he said, what you put out is what you receive. At that time, the good luck or the good fortune with me was that the karma pushed me in the lap of oneness. But some people, they go through their karma and really not much come out of it, because it has not evolved itself to that thirst for going after the truth. So at that time, I say that to you, at that time, the best thing is for you to stand your ground. And when you stand your ground, you have pulled them in the right place without telling them. It just happens. I am I. And one good point, Marta, is that because you have these people around you, and so do I, the best thing you can do is that when you look at them or when you hear them say, it doesn't matter if they appear to be sick or not, they are still I am I. That's the good news about them, but that never goes away. But it's unfortunate that you don't, they might not know about it. I am I, no matter what. The I is I forever. Anybody would like to share their own life changing experiences? Okay, well, I'm gonna force then. You can't just sit there and as a guest week after week. Did you when you open that door, there is a lot of Shakti in this room. So what is the most significant things that you experience here, Mardell, since you've been here? The expansion of your consciousness, I'm sure you know, all along you were doing all sorts of, you know, beautiful things. But what have you learned from here, or unlearned from here?
I have been reminded to unlearn the world and learn who I really am and focus on truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a totally different path.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And have you noticed that by doing that, things around you are being shifted?
Major shift.
Major shift.
Mm-hmm.
That's the shift of consciousness. I like to hear that ongoing expansion of consciousness sometimes from you guys, because The reason for which I sit here week after week is that, and I always like to remind, which I don't have to with you guys, but I always like to remind that if it's not doing that after a while, move on. You know, why, you know, waste your time being here if it's not the right thing? And also, if you feel like you're pretty much realize yourself, not because you know it, because of what is happening, then there's no use for you here either. What do I have to offer if you already know? So you can move on. Anybody else would like to volunteer? How was it for you? Very nutshell.
The whole experience?
Mm-hmm.
It was, when the very first time, it was like, oh, I found home. I found,
mm-hmm.
It was just like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, thank God. it just lifted me up because
mm-hmm.
I knew that what I was being taught wasn't real. And on some level, and it's just helped me a lot.
Do you feel more freedom?
Yeah.
Within your own skin? Yeah.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
definitely.
Mm-hmm. That's really nice.
Especially after last week, that was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last week was
I just have died. I can't really describe it very well.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's really, I don't know, I'm speechless tonight. I'm sorry. I know you came here to see what grand thing I have to offer. I pretty much am nobody. I don't have really anything to offer but the truth. And, what happened here last week, and I know it's been happening, is a result of eons of lifetime. Is it a big deal? It just happened to happen here. Believe me, the rarity of it is mind-blowing. How did the door of a imaginary jail open. It's amazing, you know. There is no way that we see ourselves beyond the laws of creation until we have become the master of the mind. Unless you have a mastery of the mind, it's best to not even go there. And what is the mastery of the mind? Realizing that the mind thinks we don't have to. Because who we are doesn't need thinking. Who we are does not need thinking. Go tell people in the street, they're going to think you're nuts. They won't tell you, but behind your back, I'm sure they will have stories to tell. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? All our life with thought, but the self doesn't think.
I tried to tell someone that today. It baffles her.
Yeah. It they won't get it. It just is, there is no capacity for that. I've come across hundreds of people that did not have the capacity, but they had capacity to hear it. They didn't have capacity to register. If you want to be who you are, none of the things we use is needed there. The five senses, the mind and the body, only functions in the illusion because it is an illusion. And I don't mean illusion in a metaphysical stuff. I mean it is. There is no beauty about saying that. It is another dream just like the night dream. But what is real is the dreamer. Had it not been for you last night going to sleep, you wouldn't have a dream. But when you dream and saw yourself in your dream, did you remember that you're in bed sleeping? No. Why? Because you were too involved with the pictures. You were thinking in the dream, but the sleeper never thought. He just slept. I think this is very wise, this little stuffed animal.
There is a state that occasionally is experienced where there is a dream, you're asleep, and there is a dream going on.
And you know you're dreaming.
And you know you're in bed, and the dream
I give an
continues.
Story of that. That's when you have a mastery of the mind. In your dream. You have a
in
mastery
the dream,
of the mind. What is the mind, that dream? You have a mastery over it. So when you have a mastery, you're getting it.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a mastery of this mind, this dream becomes your servant. Some years ago, about 15 years ago, before a lot of things had happened to me, I was very much in bhakti yoga, which was devotion. If you wanted to see embodiment of devotion to God, you would have to go no farther than looking at me. I was nuts for God and for my teacher. Nuts. I mean, day and night, I did nothing but cry and scream for God. One night, I had a dream of Sai Baba. And in that dream, he wanted to be intimate with me. And as I was at bhakti yoga, which is path of devotion with a lot of morality, I sort of pushed him away. The next day I wake up and I felt bad. I said, if anybody should have been close to me intimately, I wanted it my guru. I mean, what's wrong with me? So the same day I had a letter from a friend from Oregon. I swear to God, it was amazing. The letter was saying that when you have a dream of your guru to be intimate with you, he's trying to give you freedom. Take it. And I said, holy cow, I lost my chance. I'm going to kill myself. I can't handle it. So it was a Sunday afternoon. We had our meeting. Everybody went home. I went upstairs and sat in the shower without turning on the water. I just sat there because I felt like it's a small place. And I said, I beg of you, meet such big boo-boo. I didn't know better. How do I know? I wanted it to be moral for you. I wanted, give me one more drink, could you please? I will throw myself to your arms. I would beg you to do whatever you wanted. So I go to sleep, and those days when I was at bhakti yoga, Baba would listen to me just like this. So I had a dream of in that dream, he came and hugged me. And as I started to sweat, feeling uncomfortable, I remember that I prayed that I'm in my dream and this is my second chance. I had a mastery of my dream because I had the mastery of the dream mind and I could change it. So I hugged him and we did whatever it was necessary.